Brachas Berachas Mishnah Zayin. Misha Achal, a person ate v'shachach and then forgot to bench. Shachach v'lo berach. B'shamay oimrim yachzulim kom vivarach. And he went to a different place. So B'shamay says, you have to go back to the initial place that you ate and make a brachas amazon over there. V'esil oimrim yivarach b'makom sheniskar. And B'esil says that you bench in the place that you remember. In other words, according to B'esil, you don't have to go back to the place that you ate. So we're dealing with, according to some Rishonim, we're dealing with a person that ate bread, and he has to say Birchas HaMazon, and Beishamai says, you have to go back to say Birchas HaMazon. Beisol says, you don't have to go back. Some say that we're actually dealing with anything from, you know, from the five grains. And then those that say that we're dealing with anything of the Shivas Aminim. Then in all these cases, whether it's bread, whether it's grains or Shivas Aminim, any of them, according to Beishamai, you have to go back, and according to Beisol, you don't have to go back. And we're dafka dealing with a case where somebody went b'shogig, which means he ate in his initial place, and then he forgot to bench, and then after he got to the new place, he then remembered that he needed to bench. However, even Beis Hillel is moda, according to the Gemara, that if a person would eat, and then he knows that he needs to bench, and before he benches, he says, you know what, I want to save some time, I'll bench, I got to catch a train or whatever, so I'll jump on the train and I'll bench somewhere else, that Beis Hillel would hold that you'd still have to go back. That's the way the Gemara learns. So we have a machleis. So according to Beis Shammai, it comes out that b'mezid, if a person would go to a different place, and he would do that. In other words, he does it on purpose, and he gets in a car, and he doesn't bench where he is, and he purposely goes somewhere else, and then he goes and benches in that new place. Beis Shammai says you're not yotz and you have to go back. According to Beis Hillel, that still agrees to Beis Shammai, and if you do b'mezid, you have to go back. But the eved Beis Hillel would hold that you are Yotzei if you happen to do B'mezid. They just say, L'chadchi, you should really have gone back, but if you did it, even if you did it B'mezid, according to Beis Hillel, you're Yotzei. And that's how the Rambam holds, that's how the Rambam paskins like Beis Hillel. Other Rishonim, like the Rosh, Rav Amram, paskin like Beis Shammai in this case, that according to Beis Shammai, if one would do it B'mezid, according to Beis Shammai, you would not be Yotzei B'dievet if he would go and eat and then move to a different place and then bench in that different place, and you had this all planned out. According to the Rosh, you're not even Yotze B'dievet. So it's interesting. So the Rosh is paskin like Beis Shammai, other Rishonim paskin like Beis Shammai too. So normally we hold like Beis Hillel. You know, it's pretty rare that we hold like Beis Shammai. So if you recall that in the beginning of the Masechta, it says Be'erv Kolodom Yatu V'Yikro, right? Beis Shammai held that you say Krishma at night. You lie down, assume the position of going to sleep, and said Kriyishma. And then we had the whole thing with Rabbi Tarfon and how you're not supposed to go like, you're not supposed to hold like Beis Shammai. So the Rosh says right over here that even Beis Hillel would hold that it's better to do like Beis Shammai. In other words, Beis Hillel is just more makel, that they're not much Shriachas. But in this kind of case where Beis Hillel still holds that it's a better way to do it, then that's not a problem to go like Beis Shammai, to be machmer. Like the story in the Gemara where a guy held like Beis Shammai, he went back to bench, and he was more machmer himself, and he found like a treasure, like a bag of coins, whatever. But in the other case, like by Krishma, if one goes like Beis Shammai, and like Rabbi Tarfon did, and Beis Hillel makes no difference to Beis Hillel when the person's lying down or getting up, and you and your misak and you put yourself in a makom sakano, then that's a problem. There you can't go like Beis Shammai. The Mishnah continues. Ad emasai humavarach. So until when does he still have to bench? Ad kedei yishis akel hamazon shebemeyav. Until the food gets digested in his stomach. It doesn't mean it's totally, completely digested. It means it starts getting digested. And how do we know that? When a person starts getting hungry again, that the food from the Suda has worn off and he's starting to get hungry again. That's when the chiyuv to bench would not apply anymore. And the first solo brings that if a person would eat a very small meal, so he wasn't really so full to begin with, it would be the amount of 72 minutes.